What's up, Jets fans? Welcome back to another edition of the Jets Stream. My name's Jesse Finver. With me, as always, my partner in crime, the co-host, the knows the mo host. I just came up with that on the spot. I apologize. Connor, how we doing, my man?
I'm all right. It's cold out. I got my Christmas tree up.
I can see it in the reflection of your TV. It looks nice. Yeah.
Nice and bright. Picked it up on Sunday, you know?
We're getting ours soon. We're going to get it delivered.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Fake tree.
I have to go real. I need the smell.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a candle, but it's really...
I'm a novice. Right. And I don't really... So, I mean, like, I'm new to this. So, we'll see. Sure. But maybe we'll just get the candle. I was like, can we just get a fake one so we don't have to deal with the mess?
I mean, it is kind of annoying because I usually take it out like right after New Year's, like a day or two after New Year's.
Right. And I'm going to be the...
By that point, the tree is so dry that it's like, even if you're watering it every day, like you're supposed to, the needles just start, they're just falling off.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I've never experienced that, but I'm experiencing this all for the first time. So like, I'm okay with the pine needle smell from the candle, but I'm also gonna be the one that has to carry this tree up the stairs, you know. Exactly. So I was like, let's do a fake one.
Yeah, I lugged this thing six blocks and a couple streets over, like threw it on my shoulder and got it.
Nice,
just gotta go. got a nice workout on Sunday. I'll tell you that much.
Love it. So, you know who didn't get a workout on Sunday? The Jets. The Jets. What a transition. Because they didn't play Sunday, they played on Friday. They had decided to torture us. Just all these commercials the last like 5 months, like this Black Friday for the first time ever, the Jets are playing the Dolphins. And I'm like excited for it, and then everything happened, and I'm just like, especially the last couple of weeks, I'm dreading that game good reason, because we got smoked. Like, duh, obviously we were gonna get killed by the Dolphins. There was a moment there where I thought we could keep it close, not win. I'm not crazy, but keep it close. So Brandon Echols had his second career pick six against Tua. And, it was 10-6. I was like, all right. We're in this, I guess. And then the Fail Mary happened, which I'm going to call it the Fail Mary. I think that's better than the Hail Mary, whatever the NFL names put, like, I mean, created.
Well, I guess maybe they're going with Fail Mary as like a Hail Mary that just like failed and might have didn't end up in a touchdown. So maybe that's where they're going with Hail Mary.
It's the first Hail Mary I've ever seen where the team throwing the ball didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, and when a touchdown was scored, it wasn't the team throwing the ball. That's the first time I've ever seen that. Just add it to the list.
Add it to the list. And it's third on the list of Thanksgiving weekend disasters for the Jets. The second against the Miami Dolphins. So
the fake spike.
That and the fake spike. And then, of course, the butt fumble against the Patriots. So, I mean, there were the rumors at the beginning of the season that this might be become like the Jets thing for going forward, that they'd always play on Black Friday, like the Cowboys and the Lions always play on Thanksgiving. After this week, I really hope that's no longer the case, and I hope the NFL is like, we can't have this trash bag franchise.
Yeah, but
play every year.
With Rodgers back, they're going to put us back in that next year.
Right. But I mean, maybe
I'm with you. I don't want it.
No, I'm saying that they might pump the brakes a little bit on giving the Jets six primetime games because of everything that's happened with Rodgers this season.
If he's back next year, they're going to give us a bunch again.
They'll probably give the Jets three or four. I don't think
six.
One of them will be a Thursday night game, which one of the six already is, but it's definitely not going to be six again.
We still have that Thursday night game. Jesus Christ.
And it's against Cleveland. I mean, at least, yeah. And
so, you know,
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this offense is just that bad. Tim Boyle looked way worse than Zach Wilson has, for being honest.
If that's even possible. Like,
yeah. I mean, all right, Tim Boyle's college stats. I don't even know if we went through this last time. His freshman year, he played three seasons at UConn. His freshman year, he played in five games. He completed 44% of his passes for 621 yards, zero touchdowns, and eight interceptions. His sophomore year, nine games, 82 attempts, 52% completion. The previous season was 133 attempts. So this is like a guy who like came in like in garbage time or like maybe got a couple of starts. It doesn't even say how many games he started. He had one touchdown, three interceptions, and then five games in his junior year. This includes the bowl game. That they just needed to let us know that this is
right,
including the bowl game. 31 completions on 60 attempts for a 51.7 completion percentage, 281 yards, zero touchdowns, two interceptions. How is he on an NFL roster? Who does he know?
I mean, from what I saw, people say he's a really great X's and O's guy, for whatever that means. Like he's really good at breaking down fit. He's really good at breaking down film and stuff like that. But I don't.
He should be a coach. Put him in the NFL coaching development program or whatever.
Right, which is why I think he's a practice squad quarterback that never should have gotten elevated, to an active roster, which only goes back to the problem that's been beaten into the ground at this point by not just Jets fans, but by NFL fans, by NFL analysts, reporters, whoever, that the Jets came into the season shorthanded at quarterback by thinking that they could just stick with Zach Wilson as the backup behind Rodgers and that Tim Boyle would be fine as your practice squad quarterback, which...
Yeah, I mean, it feels like we're beating a dead horse, but we that's because we are.
Right.
But it's not our fault. Like, what else are we like? This is the reality of the situation that the Jets are in right now, and it sucks. Like, bro, I wish we could break down this Dolphins game like legitimately and go like why things happened the way they did and like a game that matters, and I'd do anything to be excited about this team like I was after that three-game win streak when they beat the Eagles. And it was excitement. Like, it was real excitement. It was real excitement. It wasn't, like, predicated on anything or anything like that. We're Jets content creators. And I would love to do the whole song and dance, but, like, I just feel like this is... We've had the same conversation 4 weeks in a row now.
This is the life we've chosen.
I know.
And they haven't won in a month. They've scored what, three touchdowns in a month? Maybe. I mean, they scored one. I wasn't even watching the game at that point. I gave up. I think forget exactly what point, but I didn't even see the Garrett Wilson touchdown like as it happened. The funny thing was that they were driving at one point. They had a really good drive going. And I think that's when I shut it off, was when Boyle threw that pick when they got to the red zone and it got tipped and then the Dolphins got it. And I think that's when I shut it. That's when I finally called it. But they were driving, and that would have made that game 27-13 if they had gotten that or whatever it would have been. And then if they did it again, and I don't know, so there was something to be said for that point in the game, but then the Dolphins just let him drive down the field and score a garbage time touchdown. And then the Jets defense said, no, call it quits by that point. And the Dolphins scored another touchdown because why not? And that was basically the summary of that game. Tim Boyle sucks. He's not like, no one thought he was going to come in and like light the place up, but there was an outside hope that maybe he was going to like, there was going to be something fun like the Giants have with Tommy DeVito right now. Like Giants fans don't
like, they have like an actual offensive like guru. Like Dable can like
help them do stuff.
I'm convinced that Brian Dable is the best offensive teacher, the best teacher of quarterbacks going right now. Because Tommy DeVito looks like serviceable after looking like the worst quarterback I've ever seen when he played the Jets. Like, they threw him into the fire. He couldn't make a single pass. Now he's like throwing touchdowns. He hit, the throws that he had to Hyatt and Hodgins were impressive down the field. Like, he was throwing the ball downfield there, open up the, I mean, it was a shitty game. It was horrible.
Oh, he's not any good still.
But like, not like Josh Allen's like tailed off. Like, I mean, he finally looked like Josh Allen on Sunday night or whatever they, whenever he played the Bills. But like, DeVito is like, look like Vable's like that guy. We don't have anything close to that.
Yeah.
Hackett can't teach anybody anything.
Hackett is
he's here and he has armor and he's bulletproof right now. So is Salah, so is Joe Douglas. There was a report that came out today. I saw it was from Zach Blatt. They're going to stick around.
They're going to be here
next year.
They've all got, you know, a stay of execution because of the Rodgers injury. And it's like, I mean, I asked you this last week about, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, about, do you think that the Rodgers trade has set the franchise back in any way? And yeah, you can very much make that argument that everything that's come with it between Hackett and the players that came along with it, set the franchise back. And Hackett is probably the worst portion of that. And we keep learning.
Well, let me ask you
week
this.
In, week out. Why?
Let me ask you this. Let me push back on that a little bit. So say Rodgers didn't come to the Jets. What would have happened? Right? Like Hackett certainly has been awful. And I guess you can make the argument he set the like bringing him in and the Rodgers and everything has set the franchise back, but what exactly, I guess, like, what, they would have moved on from Zach and drafted a quarterback this year?
No, I think that they probably would have. Well, first of all, if
Carr,
just throwing it out like the window, that Hackett is never hired, that portion.
Yeah,
of the
deal, Hackett wouldn't have
been
there.
That just never happened. Because Hackett was hired before Rodgers was traded. Obviously, that was part of the package that got Rodgers here. But if that never even happened, I think that they either push harder for Jimmy G or Carr, which either scenario would be obviously preferable to what I think they have now, even though neither one of them is looking. I mean, Garoppolo got benched, but he's certainly a better quarterback than anyone the Jets currently have that is available to play. And sure. But if not, then I think that they pursue, you know, one of the other, if Carr or Jimmy G decide to go where they ended up going, then they go and they get a Jacoby Brissett, or they get a Gardner Minshew, or they get one of these other guys that's a qualified quarterback, backup quarterback in the league that could compete with Zach. And maybe Zach is still the starter week one. I don't know. I mean, maybe he just outperforms that bet in camp and does the, when Zach said, I want to make that guy's life a living hell in practice. Maybe Zach rises to the occasion and becomes a better quarterback because of it. I don't know. But
so then,
everything that's come of that has done a whole lot of damage. And I think it was Benigno saying on Evan and Tiki that Rodgers is essentially the GM right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's the owner of the team right now.
He's the owner of the team right now. Everything from the coaches to the GM,
he's LeBron. He's what LeBron does whenever he goes somewhere.
Pretty much.
Like, bring my guy. I want Ty Lue. You know, I want this guy. I want that guy. Like,
yeah,
he has his guys, and
he is in control of anyone that they want to bring in with regards to the offense. Rodgers has a say in it, and that is not a great way to run a football team. And they know that. I mean, they know that. They know that if they push back on him too hard, or if Salah and Douglas sit down with him in the offseason and are just like, listen, Hackett's not working. Like, it's pretty obvious. And Rodgers can just be like, well, if you fire my guy, then I'm not coming back.
Hey, Rodgers is going to say, I won two MVPs with this guy. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah. We were on our 14th offensive line combination, and, you know, maybe I was wrong about Lazard. You know, right. That's hopefully what I would like to hear from him.
Yeah. And it goes back to saying, it's like, Hackett isn't the only issue on the, with the offense. It's,
right. Like if we, so it's that scenario that you just played out, like bring in a veteran backup, like a Minshew or a Brissett, and then you compete with Zach and say, Zach even maybe even win that job. Is that, are the Jets in a better position as a franchise in that scenario compared to having Aaron Rodgers for another 2 to 3 years, even with this injury? I can't, well, I just think there's too much uncertainty with the first scenario right there. And right. I think that while you can say that, like in hindsight, yeah, like getting Rodgers back is set us back a year, I would say.
Yeah.
The franchise back a year. I don't know if it set the franchise back like significantly. It's just, this is just shitty luck. You know, this right. is just, this is just, we had the Hall of Fame quarterback. He came here and he just happened to get hurt on the first drive of the game. And that's just us. That happened because we're Jets. We're the Jets. that's really what happened here.
Yes. Yes. Pretty much.
I mean, but now the offense is all time bad. I mean, dude, I didn't do it for the Jets game because I didn't think of it. Well, all right. So I saw a guy tweet out, he's like, the free money is back or whatever, or the money glitch is back. And he was betting on the Jets to punt every drive. I was like, that's smart. But like, I don't know. I was just like, I was busy. It was Friday. I had stuff to do at my reunion that night. I was just like, all right, like, you know, I'm not, that's interesting. And I didn't have any money in my FanDuel at the time either. And I put in a four leg parlay in before I went to my reunion, and I checked it the next morning and it hit. So I had like $100 in my account. I was like, sweet. So Sunday came and I made a parlay here, a parlay there. And then the Giants game comes on. And I'm like, Jesus, this is horrible. I'm asking my brother, can we put the volume on the red zone on, please? Cause we had two TVs that set up. He was like, no, like, I'm a Giants fan. We're watching the Giants. I'm like, all right, I'm betting every drive to end in a punt. I don't care. I'm doing it. And the first one hit, I'm like, he looks at me, he's like, you might be onto something here. And I ended up going, being down, because I ended up doing it like halfway through the game. So I started it in the second half. And I hit a couple lost, like the Patriots, like for some reason converted every third and long. It was so frustrating.
I mean,
like every third and 15, there was just like somehow getting to a fourth and one, converting on the fourth down or getting the first down on the third down. It was ridiculous. So, but I'm confident I'm going to do it with the Jets this weekend. It's going to hit. I swear, like every single time.
Yeah.
There's no way there's no way we move the ball with Tim Boyle. That first drive, I'm putting like 30, 40 bucks on the Jets to punt. I swear to God, they're going to go three and out. It's a guarantee. Bet. It's a guarantee.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee, I mean, that they go three and out that first drive.
Yeah. It's a run or screen first down.
No, it'll be run. Run.
Yeah. Run first down.
For no yards.
No yards or at most two.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll try to pass. Or maybe they'll just run it up the middle again because they love doing that too on second and like eight for some reason.
It'll be like a little bootleg or something, then he gets sacked. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then it'll be third and like 12, and it'll be an incomplete pass. Because that's just the way the offense operates these days. And Tim Boyle threw the ball 38 times.
I didn't even realize that.
And I'm looking at it right now. They ran the ball. Jets running backs ran the ball 8 times. Brees and Dalvin.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pathetic. It's
game script, right?
Yeah, it's game script. And it's like, I mean, I get certain things like offensive lines not opening up holes. So you have to like try to make do with throwing the ball or using checkdowns or screens or things like that to try to get the running backs involved. But it's like, you're just, nothing is working. And I'm not saying anything that Jets fans or football fans for that matter don't already know. And I mean, we're just the point. I mean, we're at
Connor, it's a shit show.
It's a shit show.
It's just a shit show.
It's a complete shit show. And it sucks because obviously expectations were so high at the beginning of the season with Rodgers thinking that pieces are in place. People are healthy going into week one. We're feeling good. Everything goes out the window. Then they win a couple games. Awesome. And people are still kind of relatively healthy. AVT goes down again in the Denver game. And bodies just start falling on the offensive line. And it goes, obviously, you're just...
I mean, it's back-to-back seasons now. He goes down, the team falls apart. The offense falls apart.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, there is some serious connective tissue there.
It's crazy. And, I mean, like, I thought, like, Monday Night Football with the Eagles. Was it the Eagles on Monday night, or they were Sunday night? I don't remember.
This week?
Yeah.
Was that
425? 25. It's that time of the year where, like, the games start and it's already dark, so...
Yeah.
but Lane Johnson was out, and I was like, damn. And like, they struggled at first, and
yeah,
they like struggled the whole first half basically, and then they figured it out because they're the Eagles, and for some reason the only team that can stop them is the Jets for some reason,
apparently. Like, just think back at that Jets Eagles game. Lane Johnson got hurt, and the Eagles offense kind of started sputtering, and things kind of didn't fall apart. It took the Jets till the end of the game to beat them. But Lane Johnson did get hurt in that game, and it had a significant impact.
That's right. Yeah,
so one major player on your offensive line going down. This is obviously, again, it's not news, but it shows you just how much of an impact. The Giants' offensive line is obviously, it's pretty bad, but the weeks they didn't have Andrew Thomas showed.
They couldn't block anything.
They couldn't block anything. Yeah. And Jets not having AVT, who was their best blocker, best offensive lineman by far. Now they were without Becton on Friday. Joe Tippmann has stepped up, but again, he's the center. So he's doing what he needs to do, but
they were going to get Switzer, Dwayne Brown. Like, we're going to get some guys back this week. Ed Becton.
Hopefully I'm back.
I think we get all three back this week.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I saw something like that. They're expecting to activate them this week.
Yeah.
And it'd be great.
Yeah, cool. Dwayne Brown's also 39, and he was pretty terrible week one when he was out there.
Yeah, he was
pretty bad.
He was not good at all. Listen, it's they're fresh bodies.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how you have to look at it.
I guess
fresh,
at this point
they're fresh bodies, dude. Yeah. We're 4-7. This team's bad. It's a bad football team. It's a very good defense that could have been great to, I wouldn't say all time, but like really, really special if they had a competent offense that could move the ball and keep them off the field for extended periods of time, which, you know, they don't have right now. Yeah. So it's unfortunate. It's a wasted year.
And people are going to look at the last two games in terms of how many points got scored against the Jets defense. And it's 34, and the Bills scored over 30 also, and they put up the stats in the third quarter. The Jets defense was on the field for like 13 minutes. I mean, I don't care what defense you have.
You can't do that.
No defense is going to be successful. Yeah. I don't care how, and you're trying to keep up with guys like Tyreek Hill. I mean, God bless Sauce. He was doing his best. And DJ Reed, they were both doing their best. Tyreek is just the fastest dude on the field.
Yeah.
I don't care how good your corners are. He's going to beat you at some point. And Jalen Waddle will be Sauce at one point too. I mean, these are just great receivers that if as great as defenders are, and as great as your cornerbacks are and defensive backs are, these guys are going to beat you when you're just out there and you get that exhausted.
And it would be a lot different if they had an offense, man. It would just be like, everything would be different. How they approach the games. Like, remember in Hard Knocks when Ulbrich was like, you see that? Like,
right.
We're the only ones that have a guy who can do that. You don't have to worry about that. And now they're like, shit. All right, we have to worry about that.
That sucks. Again, for, you know, the second year in a row.
Yeah.
And it's now brutal. We also have to kind of worry about, you know, we're kind of already in the position of thinking about the offseason, but we have to think about the fact that Ulbrich might not be here next year.
I think he'll be here.
I think he will too, but he's.
I don't think the team's going to be like, oh, let's hire the defensive coordinator of the 4-16 Jets or whatever record ends up being.
But people are going to look at it and know that this wasn't the defense wasn't the primary culprit here. They'll be able to look at, and people know across the league, as bad as the Jets are, that it's not the Jets defense that's losing them these games.
Right. So,
and Ulbrich's a big component of that. If he doesn't get introduced this season, it'll be next offseason.
Sure. And I bet he wants to be around when like the team's like fun and successful. Like, right. I'd want to run it back. So
yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
All right. The Jets play a football game this weekend.
God, I wish they did.
Before we get to that. So Rodgers was on McAfee. It's Tuesday. Mm. There's no chance in hell he's coming back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Because he keeps on saying, you know, it's going to depend on, can I protect myself and are we in it? You know, Aaron, we're 4-7. Have you watched us? Like, I guess that's what he kind of has to say to keep the, like, if he says, yeah, I'm not coming back. You know, the season's over. Like, you can't just say that. Like,
right.
They got six, seven games left. Like, he would be doing a disservice to the rest of his teammates if he said that. So I think he's going to keep the facade going. That's what it is. It's a facade. Like, yeah, he's not coming back. He's trying to keep the guys up.
Yeah.
Right. Which I respect and I understand, but you know, eventually I'd like to be able to like hear him say, yeah, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, the way we've been playing, it's unfortunate with all the injuries, blah, blah, blah. Cause he'll point to the injuries. He's not going to say, yeah, we suck.
Yeah. Like, well, he doesn't even have to say anything about the team. You can just be like, yeah, the timetable's not really lining up like I wanted it to, or like I kind of thought it might have been like a month ago. Or he doesn't really need to mention like how the team's doing. He's like, my original goal was to such and such, but
hey, I mean, you know, he's back with the team now, so like maybe this is a productive week and he teaches Tim Boyle how to play quarterback or something. Like, Tim, here's what you do. You see the laces? You put your middle finger and you put your pinky finger and your ring finger. You put them all there and then you throw with a little bit of zip like this. You see? And he's like, yeah, I can't do that.
I can't do like literally anything which you just described.
Yeah.
You're like the only person on the planet and like Patrick Mahomes who can do that.
Yeah.
I think with him it's, what's the point? The Jets might win one or two more games this season out of the final six. They might win on Sunday. I think the Falcons game is one of the, but I think it was Connor Hughes who said, it's like, yeah, Atlanta comes up. That's like, can be seen as sort of a, you know, not a get right game, because a get right game implies that your team is good, but the Falcons aren't a good team either. They're kind of on the same level as the Jets. I think they're 4-7 also. But teams are looking at the Jets as get, yeah. Okay. So 5-6. So they have a better record than the Jets, but teams are looking at the Jets on their schedule as get right games. So 100%. That's the way that they're perceived now.
I think their defenses are looking at the Jets as a get right game. The offenses are like, all right, you know, like we just got to hang around for a half and then we'll be able to wear them down come second right. half.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. You know, they're just telling the offense, just be like, you know, go out there, score some points, but if you can, but trust us, by the second half, the defense will be worn down enough that you'll be able to get some points in the, you know, get in the end zone and everything. And yeah, so the Jets might eke out one or two more wins to finish it with like 6 wins on the season, but there's no reason for that to entice Rodgers to come back. I could see them winning on Sunday. I could see them winning the last game of the season against New England.
You want to guess the line here? Steal a little play out of Bill Simmons' book?
Ooh. -5, Atlanta.
-3.
Ooh. All right. Vegas.
Opened at 2.5. Over under?
40.
Brother, you're too generous. 33.5.
Oh my god, that's so low.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
So bad.
Oh
my god. Ooh, that's tough.
This is a home game. They should win this game in theory because it's at home and like you have a good defense and you have playmakers, but it's just the quarterback is so bad and there's no time.
Quarterbacks are so bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who's in there right now, unless it's Aaron Rodgers. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
What's crazy is that the Jets would be a game out of first place in the NFC South right now.
Oh, that hurts.
It's ridiculous how bad this division continues to be every single year.
And I mean, there's one thing we can say is for as bad as poorly run or as poorly managed as we perceive the Jets to be this season, we can thank, we can keep things in perspective and be thankful that we're not the Panthers. So,
right. Yeah. David Panthers, Tepper is a lunatic.
Panthers have no idea what the hell they're doing.
I don't know. Like, firing Frank Reich, you gave him 11 games with a bad team. Like, I don't know what you're doing there.
I will say, I don't know. I think a lot of coaches on the offensive side of the ball obviously should get canned this offseason. Let's bring Uncle Josh home. Let's get Josh McCown in here as the quarterback's coach.
I'm okay with that.
I'm in on it. And
yeah, I mean, is Aaron
not that he's going to need to coach Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
he's going to be in the room. He's going to be talking to younger guys.
Do you want to draft a quarterback this year?
I mean, not.
I think we should.
They should. It shouldn't be their top pick. No,
no. Like I would spend.
It should be a middle round.
I'd spend a second or third rounder on a quarterback.
But yeah, I think we're looking at it. If
oh, we don't have a second. Oh, okay. Well, then I'll take a third rounder on Penix.
We don't have a second because of Aaron.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but the way I was looking at it, I think I'm opening up to the because a lot of people keep telling me, and you would know better than me because you're a bigger college football guy. But I will say, Jesse, our JMU Dukes are going bowling.
Damn right you are. It's congratulations. Official.
We're going. The NCAA can't keep us out.
That's right.
But I'm opening up to the idea because apparently this is a very offensive line heavy draft in terms of guys that are coming out.
Yeah, the Olu Fashanu would be awesome. My Penn State guy.
What's his name from Notre Dame?
Yeah, that guy. I mean, I haven't done any really, I'm going to start to do some research because now that we're going to be in the lottery for sure. Lottery. Oh man. Sorry. Different sport. We're going to be in the top 10 for sure. God, if there was a lottery in the NFL, that'd be wild.
That'd be a scene. Imagine the Chiefs just like ended up with like the first overall pick.
No, but it would have to be like a top, like, 15, like bottom 15 teams only, and then
I would say like let's get crazy. Let's include all.
No. I don't need the Super Bowl champion getting the first overall pick. Like that's just not we don't need that. That's ridiculous. Like I don't need the Eagles like getting like Olu Fashanu. Like I don't need that.
Yeah, like the next player from Georgia. That's all who Howie Roseman drafts is just guys from Georgia, which works. Apparently.
Yeah. Seriously.
I am thinking that the Jets should think about trading back wherever they pick if the opportunity arises. They should very much be open to that.
As long as you get another first in that,
try to recoup the second rounder. You know what the dream scenario is actually is if the Jets keep sucking and then Tommy DeVito keeps lighting it up. And the Jets end up ahead of the Giants. And Joe Douglas can, just be like, hey, if there's one thing we know that Joe Douglas is good at, it's making trades.
Yeah.
We know he can recoup losses and make trades well. And
I would love my top want this offseason is for us to draft a wide receiver and draft offensive linemen.
Yes.
So like, there's a kid. There's the kid from Washington who's good. Obviously, there's Marvin Harrison Jr. We could keep losing and maybe get him. That'd be unreal if we had Marvin Harrison Jr. and Garrett Wilson to pair up with, Rodgers.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I wouldn't mind trading down, getting like Malik Nabers and from LSU, and then Let's see. So 2024 free agent NFL offensive line. Is there anybody? Jason Kelce?
Yeah, he's retiring, I think. Especially if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. But he was already talking about he re-signed on a one-year deal with Philly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this year. I think this is definitely his last year.
Trent Brown from New England. I mean, there's a bunch of guys. Like, Tyron Smith will be a free agent. Like, Jonah Williams from Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a bunch of guys who are like going to get paid. Like Dwayne Brown's not going to, he's one of the top guys.
Dwayne Brown, really?
Like people who are like, it's being sorted by what their annual average value, average annual value is on their contract right now. He's fourth. There's some like Donovan Smith is kind of cooked these days. There's a bunch of guys. I mean, I just don't know a ton about these offensive linemen. There's some guys that I've heard of, but like I named them already. I don't know outside of like the tackles. I don't know if there's like depth at all the other positions and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's tough. Like, can you rely on ABT right now? No, honestly, you can't. Joe Douglas has got a lot of work to do this offseason. A lot of work to do. And that's where my focus is probably going to be the rest of the season, the offseason. I put a future today on the Washington Huskies at plus 2,000. Ooh. So that's who I'm rooting for the rest of the way.
Nice.
I think the Ravens are the best team in the AFC.
I could see a Philly Baltimore Super Bowl playing out.
Yeah, I think that's going to end up being what it is. Certainly not going to be the Jets. That's for sure. I think the defense could win this game by themselves, just because Desmond Ritter sucks and so does Heineke. And I don't think they're like they have a solid run game. Bijan's awesome.
Even though Arthur Smith refuses to use him for some reason.
Yeah, and Drake London's
Kyle Pitts
is talented, but not used
at all.
Who else have they been thrown to? I mean, Van Jefferson and Mac Hollins are not any good. They still got Jake Matthews. That's pretty crazy. It's been there forever. Their defense, they have a good secondary. Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell playing really well. I know Calais Campbell's there, and he's got, you know, he's like found the fountain of youth every year, basically, it feels like. The Jets have this two-game stretch right here where they're facing Atlanta and Houston, and Houston's playing really well right now. Atlanta's kind of, you know, hit or miss. I doubt the Jets turn their season around and win these games. I'll root for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule. The Jets do have the Texans. I don't know. We came into this season thinking the Texans were going to be like the young team. They have the young rookie quarterback. They're going to be trying to figure things out, but now they're lighting it up and they got, you know, Stroud's like pretty much a lock for offensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
Very outside shot at MVP, depending on how he plays the rest of the season. Jets have the Falcons, the Texans. They're going to lose to the Dolphins again. They have the Commanders.
If they win these next two games, and there's 6-8.
They're 6-7.
Heading into the Commanders game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're 6-8 going into the Commanders game.
Possibly. I think Rodgers would maybe come back, but I don't think 9-8 is going to make the playoffs in the AFC. No.
God, no. If it was the NFC, maybe, but the AFC, maybe. No.
No. Unless, just chaos happens the next couple of weeks. But
barring them winning out, it's over.
Yeah.
So, and there's two, there's there's two games on this schedule that the remaining schedule that I think are guaranteed losses, and that's the Dolphins and the Browns. But with the way the offense is playing, I'd say all six games are guaranteed losses. But yeah, you know,
I low key hope we lose out.
I don't even know.
Give me a good pick.
The thing is that it's not even like a situation where it's because it's just like, what are you tanking for?
Well, you're not taking a higher pick.
Quarterback.
Right. Like, we have Rodgers. So, like, you're tanking to improve next year's roster, essentially.
Right, of course. But at the same time, it's like, vibes are so unbearably low in that locker room right now on both sides of the ball that this team desperately needs not just one, but multiple wins. And at this point, it's not even just for me. And you can hear it, like, Ethan, the Giants tank commander from Gotham, he posted a clip before he sent it to us of a Giant fan in a Twitter Spaces screaming basically about how the Giants going on this two-game winning streak is like, you know, sabotaging the future, and everyone needs to shut up about Tommy DeVito and his like Lynn Sanity run.
Let's talk more about Tommy DeVito.
Yeah. So, but I'm in the boat now where it's like, okay, if the Jets lose out, sure, whatever. But I can't root for them to lose out because I know that this team is talented enough that if they do lose out and if they continue to lose in embarrassing ways, it will fracture some of these guys and that locker room in such a bad way that some of these stars are going to want out in the offseason. Doesn't matter if Rodgers comes back. Some of these guys aren't going to want to be here, and that's just a fact. So they have to at least win some of these, like at least two of these last six games.
You got to beat the Commanders. You got to beat the Falcons. You got to beat the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean the Patriots.
You got to win.
You
can't have less wins than you did last year. You can't.
Exactly. I mean, even if they finished with seven. Six wins, sure.
Give me two more wins this season.
You're in this. Yeah. Out of the final six, give me two more. At least try to keep the vibes high or keep the vibes level rather than, you know, because the last two games have just been so unbearably embarrassing to watch as a fan base. I can only imagine what it must be like for the guys in that locker room.
I'm sure they're so fed up.
I'm sure they're fed up, and I'm sure you know they had the whole thing about a player.
You know what?
On offense that did absolutely nothing apparently. So
you know what I'm about to do?
What?
I'm gonna pick the Jets to win this game.
Oh, you didn't. Oh no.
I'm picking them to win this game. I'm rooting for them to lose. I'm picking for them to win. Something's got to give. I got to spread myself so thin that eventually something good will happen. I'm picking us to win. Someone's got to set the vibes. You know, I got to get the vibes back. And if I have to do it myself, so be it. All right.
I'm fighting for a playoff spot in one of my fantasy leagues. So I picked up the Falcons defense, or I'm in waiver wire to try to pick them up, which is definitely a smart play.
Smart play.
Obviously. But so I'm kind of hedging my bet there. If the Jets go in on offense, Jets offense goes in on Sunday and actually, you know, doesn't embarrass themselves, great. I might lose out on my fantasy, but I feel better as a Jets fan.
Right.
But if the Falcons defense performs, then it does better, obviously, for me for fantasy. And I'm clinging to that last spot in the playoffs right now. There's six teams to make it. I'm in sixth place. So
I'm going to pick the Jets to win this game by a score of 9-6.
Okay.
No touchdowns will be scored in this game. There you go.
Okay.
You got a pick?
No touchdowns will be scored in this game. I think. Fuck it, I'll say the Jets win too. I don't know. But at the same time, it's like I'm not picking a score. I can't. But it's 12-6. Is it going to be, you know what it'll be? It'll be another Raiders game where it's like it'll be go back and forth with field goals the whole game. Ugh. And one of the teams will score a touchdown like in like the middle or late fourth quarter, and that is what's going to win the game.
I'm just happy that we're on 1 o'clock the rest of the season. Outside that Thursday game.
I cannot tell you how happy that makes me. sit around for the Pats game.
It's still TBD, but
yeah, that'll be 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Which, by the way, new nightmare is the Patriots losing out and getting the first overall pick and getting Caleb Williams.
Oh yeah, that is true. Yeah, don't do that. If we're responsible for giving them the first overall pick.
No, don't put that on us. No, that's on Mac Jones. It's on Mac Jones and Bill Belichick. They're tanking fantastically. I don't even know if that's a word. Fantastically.
All right. Yeah. No, like you were saying, Pat, I cannot tell you how torturous it is to sit around and wait to watch this team. Like the past 4 games, you know, it hasn't been 1 o'clock. So it was
the last 6 games have been horrible. We're 2-4. Yeah. And they've been unwatchable.
Well, the last 5, because they won the six games ago. Giants, they won, but it was
a... No, I know. I'm including the Eagles and Giants wins. Those were horrible games.
Objectively,
in terms of like entertaining football, like just they were bad games. They just were. Every game the only entertaining game the Jets have played in this year was the Chiefs game.
Right.
And the Bills game was not even the Bills game was entertaining. That was 16-all. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Chiefs was the only entertaining. It was a 23-20 loss. So pathetic.
But you're right. That was the best game they played all season. And
Broncos.
But the Broncos game was kind of sloppy too. Like there was a lot in that game that like.
It's been a lot of shit this year.
It's been a lot. Even the wins. The wins have been fairly ugly. You know, there hasn't been one like seriously convincing win. Like the Broncos game, they were up late. It was 24-21. And the Broncos were driving when Russell Wilson fumbled it and Bryce Hall returned it for the touchdown. They were driving. So it's not like any of the wins have been remotely convincing.
Right.
And guess what? All the wins essentially boil down to the offense the defense doing something rather. And that's been the tale of the entire season.
Or special teams
teams.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Jets are going to win this game. We called it. They're going to win.
Calling it now.
Don't call it a comeback. All right. You can follow me on social media at Jesse Finver on Twitter. Connor, where can they find you?
At Connor, Connor, _Sheeran, Sheeran.
All right. Well, that's all for this week, folks. Thanks for tuning in. If you're still paying attention to the Jets, that is. and thanks for listening, as always. And we'll see you next week. Peace.